Besides trains, horses and mules carried the armies of the Civil War. Who took care of the animals, and how'd they do it? On Saturday, a tour at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park will explain, starting at 2 p.m. Brian Autry is a ranger with the park.
Well, this was an idea of mine that as people study the Civil War, they don't really get to hear a whole lot about the horses and the mules. We can't forget the mules, but this was one of the ways that the Army moved, hauled stuff, trains, boats, and horses and mules was the main category of transportation for these armies. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about how the horses were actually cared for, you know, and who actually did that. So it was just something I drug out of my head, tried to get a little bit of information out there. Studying the veterinary medicine during the Civil War is something that's becoming very new at this time. So it's kind of how the United States military, especially the Army, from the Revolutionary War, everybody had a horse or a mule, and back then most people would have brought their own horse. It took proper care. Horses and mules, there is maintenance that has to be done on them for them to perform. At the time, there was less than a handful of veterinarians, and you'll notice I'm not saying that there were veterinarians in the Army. This was veterinarians, most of them out of the military. It was basically left up to the riders. We'll start out here at the Chickamauga Battlefield Visitor Center at 2 o'clock. We'll actually car caravan out to a spot on the battlefield where a lot of horse activity took place. And then I will actually have one of the guys that really knows the Battle of Chickamauga. He's more or less an expert on it. He's not hired by the Park Service, of course, but we'll actually have his horse here. And he is an expert horseman, and he will actually help me with this program and demonstrate what it takes. His horse will not actually have a military saddle on and all that, but as far as the basic care of an animal that would have had to been done during the Civil War, he will be doing some demonstration on that. He will talk about, I'm sure, the shoeing of the horse, some of the brushing out of the horse, such things like that. I'm sure he's probably going to do some things that I don't even know about.
For more information about Saturday's tour, visit nps.gov/CH.